Welcome to Chris King Live here on Gospel Grind Radio, GospelGrind.com. Today's Gospel Now. I'm your host, Minister Chris King. Glad to have you with us. Hope all is well with you. Thank you for joining us this evening. We have a very special guest with us. It is Christian Carolyn Price. She is our special guest. She has a brand new book out there. Forgive. It's an awesome, fantastic book, and she is our special guest today. How are you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing well. How are you?
As I was just stating to you all, she has a new book called Lord Help. It is a fantastic book, and it talks about the total dependence on God, and also talking about women and just talking about forgiveness and just different topics in the book. It's awesome, and we'll talk more about it here in just a second. But before we do that, for those who are not familiar with who you are, Carolyn, let us know, who is Carolyn Rice?
I am, first of all, a daughter of God. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I have an associate degree from Seattle Bible College, and I've served in women's ministry, alpha ministries, prayer ministries, and taught Cleansing Stream seminars. So I've really worked with a lot of people one-on-one with emotional and spiritual healing, and I've walked through that journey myself as well. God has taken me through that, and forgiveness is one of the hardest things to walk through, but it's also one of the most freeing, and it opens so many doors to so much more healing. So I want to say that I was broken, but the Lord healed me, and he's still working on me, but he healed me of so much, and part of that was through forgiveness.
Wow, that's powerful there. Now, tell us a little bit about how did you come to know the Lord? How did you come to know Jesus?
I think of two ways. The first way was I was about 5 or 6 years old, and I heard someone talking about God, and I didn't know who God was because I didn't come from a Christian home. And I went to our next door neighbor's house, or across the street, to play with the little girls across the street. And I looked up at their mom and I said, "Who's God?" And she happened to be a Christian. And so every time I went over there, she would tell me more about Jesus and how he died for me. And, I always kept that on my heart that she had told me. And then when I was about 20, that's when I came to the Lord and started living for him completely.
So. Oh, wow, that's powerful at a young age, even until now. We have Carolyn Rice. She's our special guest, Christian, joining us here on Gospel Grind Radio, GospelGrind.com. She has a brand new book. We've been promoting it and talking about it here on our station, Lord Help Me Forgive. Now, tell us, what got you into writing? How did you become an author?
Well, that was kind of God too. I felt led to go to Bible college, and I didn't even know why. I wanted to be a librarian, and I was actually in school to be a librarian. And I felt him say go to Bible college, and so I kind of grappled with that a little bit, and I asked for some confirmation, and very clear confirmations came, and then I asked, well, if you want me to go to Bible college, where do you want me to go? And so me and my husband were driving after breakfast date, and I just looked at the right time to see the sign that said Seattle Bible College. And so I went there, and that's where a lot of the foundation for my writing was built. I graduated there, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do then, so I said, well, what do I do now? And I don't think that God did this, but I broke my foot, and I was laid up for about 5 months because it was really bad. And I was like, what do I do now? Because I had just graduated a month before, and so I started writing classes. And during that time of just getting better and learning how to use my foot well again, and it just started this whole writing journey.
Oh, wow, that's powerful. How you got into writing Bible college, and being a librarian and just how the direction of the Lord. We have Carolyn Rice. She's our special guest. She's an 8-week journey through forgiveness, and she's our special guest tonight. Now, Carolyn, tell us about this new exciting book. And I got a chance to look on page 68, I believe, and it says, I had tried to forgive, but left my very real feelings buried inside, not touching them, afraid to face the pain. So tell us about this brand new book. I like it. I've read some of it. Tell us a bit about it and what people can expect.
Okay, so this book is, it's a step-by-step through forgiveness. The first part is dealing with the first barrier to forgiveness is, why should I forgive? What about them? What about what they did to me? And my fear forgiving the people who I needed to forgive was, well, if I forgive, doesn't that mean they get away with it? You know? Mm. So it's just touching on these barriers about, it doesn't mean they get away with it. It means you're surrendering them into God's hands.
Yes.
It touches on a lot of the different barriers, and then it goes on to what forgiveness is and what it's not. And for a lot of people think that forgiveness means you have no boundaries, and you really do need boundaries. And boundaries are good and godly.
Yes.
So it's good to have boundaries. It's good to work through reconciliation if you can, but that also takes the other person also wanting to reconcile and wanting to change.
Wow.
Then we move on to feeling your feelings. And a lot of people, and a lot of Christian people, they'll tell you, they'll say, well, you should just forgive. And, you know, when you've been through some traumatic situations, there are deep, deep, deep feelings deep inside. And sometimes it's going to take some real work, some work with a counselor, some work with to work through that trauma. And I feel like that in a lot of places you hear that, just forgive, and people are afraid to talk about the fear and the anger and the trauma that they're dealing with, that that needs to come out. And I want people to know that, you know, I had to go through some trauma, some trauma counseling, some really deep counseling and journaling and giving my feelings to the Lord and admitting the way that I felt and admitting that I was angry and I was afraid to trust.
Yes.
And that's okay. It's okay. We have to feel our feelings. God gave them to us. So. The other part of the book is the how-to of forgiveness. And this is kind of it's just a practical chapter on some physical things that you can do as you forgive. It's naming the person, writing down their name, writing down the things that they did, saying that you forgive as you cross out the offenses. It gives you prayers to pray. It gives you some journaling places and questions to answer. And then the rest of the book is moving on from there. It's how do you, you know, you've done the practical forgiving, you've felt your feelings, you've dealt with the barriers, and now how do you move on? How do you move on from what you went through to from being a victim to a victor? And the rest of the book is about blessing your enemies. It's about asking the Lord to remove hatred from you. It's about staying close to the Lord. And it's a really interactive book, talking, just moving through practically and spiritually at the same time.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot to in that book to really help you. You know, like you said, first of all, dealing with it, going through the emotions and the feelings, and then practically forgiving, and then the steps on what to do next. So that's powerful that you did in the book. on there. We have Carolyn Rice. She's on the phone with us. She has a brand new book out there, Lord Help Me Forgive, and it's a great journey of a great book. And we're excited about it and having her today. A lot of people are dealing with forgiveness issues and how to forgive today in today's society. Carolyn, now let me back up when I'm going to ask you this. A little bit about your testimony. What is one thing in your life that you have overcome?
Walking through what I went through as a child, I went through some severe abuse, and I couldn't even look people in the eye. My voice was so quiet, nobody could hear me. And that is one thing that the Lord helped me to overcome, is to being able to look people in the eye, being able to speak, and being able to feel good about myself, that He is my Father, and He loves me, and I am who He says I am, and to walk in that.
Yes, that's awesome, awesome. And that you, a lot of people deal with a lot of childhood abuse and drama. And trauma, and the Lord really delivered and healed you from that and gave you a voice. That's powerful there. We have Carolyn Rice. She's our special guest here on Christian Live on Gospel Grind Radio, GospelGrind.com. We're excited about her. She has a new book out there called Lord Help Me Forgive. Tell everyone how they can get a copy of the book, how they can follow you on social media, and how they can book you as well.
Okay. So you can get a copy on the book of the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple. It's also on a couple other places, basically all places you can get digitally, and then Barnes & Noble and Amazon. You can follow me on social media, Facebook at Carolyn Rice Author, and also on Instagram at Carolyn Rice Author.
Awesome, awesome. Go out and get the brand new book from Carolyn Rice, available right now on Amazon and all those great places. Distributors, go out and support her today. Follow her on social media, and also go out and visit her website as well, and book her today. If you forget, go to our social media at Gospel Grind Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you will see Carolyn Rice there. Or you can go to our website at GospelGrind.com, and you'll see Carolyn Rice there as well. What are your plans for 2020?
Well, actually, I'm looking at writing another Bible study, and it's just a seed right now, and I'm going to flesh it out and do some more studying of my own, and hopefully by the end I'll have it done or close to done.
Awesome, awesome. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be exciting.
Thank you.
What would be your advice during this time, you know, the nation is going through a crisis, a pandemic? What would be your word of advice?
For someone who's going through a crisis?
Yes.
I think the first thing, if you're in like danger or if you're harmed, you're going to ask for some help through a counselor or a person, like a policeman or something. But also, I think that you should reach out to your pastor. I think you should find someone to pray with who can pray with you. Also, I think it's good to just nurture your own relationship with God and follow His leading.
Yes.
But I feel so strongly it's so important to have and get that support from believers, from safe people.
Yes, yes. That's good there. That's some good advice that a lot of people really need in this season, talking to your pastor, getting prayer counseling. That's awesome, Dan. Thank you so much. A lot of people really need to hear that, especially dealing with this pandemic. You are listening to Gospel on Radio, GospelGrind.com. We have Christian author Carolyn Rice. She's our special guest. We're so excited about having her. Before we let you go, Carolyn, is there a word of encouragement you would like to give our listening audience today?
A word of encouragement. Never quit, because the Lord has something for you. He has plans for you. And even when things look dark and you are despairing, there is always a light around the corner. So do not give up, because God has something good for you.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Something great is around the corner. We're looking forward to that. Stay encouraged. Never quit. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Thanks for taking time. I'm just here to be with us. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, too, for listening here on Gospel Grind Radio, GospelGrind.com. Today's guest has been Christian author Carolyn Rice. Go out and get her brand new book, Lord, Help Me Forgive. You're going to love it. Share it with your neighbor, your friends, your family, your church, everyone. Go out and please go out and support her and get this brand new book. I guarantee you're going to be blessed. It's an e-book as well. Go out and get it. I guarantee you're going to be blessed to have some time to read during this season, especially. And I really hope you in the forgiveness today. And support Carolyn Rice, please do so. We want you to do it. If you forget, go to our social media, Gospel Grind Radio. You will see Lord Help Me Forgive with Carolyn Rice there. And thank you for listening to Gospel Grind Radio at GospelGrind.com. Today's guest, special guest, Carolyn Rice. Her new book, Lord Help Me Forgive. Glad to support her today.